Nyadugulini Pipe Tracker Radio Program. Nganan Udini Government Dango Wanganja Joda, Anang Mandago. Palyanu Government Dango, Jinguiado.
This is the Paper Tracker Radio Show, the show that lets you know what's happening in South Australia's remote Ananor communities and tells you what government's saying and doing for Ananor.
Waianawa Jorda, Nura Gulini Anong Lands Paper Tracker Radio Show, Gangaila, hello, Mawanga Nyi Su, Loguru. Nyari Nyinga number showing Gagwari Su.
Wai Rose, Nuntupalya.
Oangaila Palya.
In the program today, we're going to be getting an update about the Community Patrols Program on the APY lands.
Oh, I'm going to program on the Gwari, I'm going to Jabra Gulini, Banya, I'm going to update Manani, Banya Community Patrols Program, Go Banya APY Mandanga.
The focus of the Community Patrols Program is to work with the community, service providers, and the police to improve community safety.
Gabanya Community Patrols Program ango arajora wakaringa ni jungo community nga mono service provider juranga mono police kulugulo banya community safe kanyendiga.
In a previous Anugulands Paper Tracker interview, we talked with Bob Smith, the manager of the Community Patrols Program, as well as Anugul who've been involved in the program over the years.
Banya nganana mungardu wangangi paper tracker interviewing ga munla wangangi Bob Smithala palro banya manager banya community patrols program go munu anang ogulugulu palro jana banya wakaringi program balula.
And in today's program, we'll be hearing about how things have been travelling with the program. And again, we'll be speaking with Bob Smith, but also with Arshan Khan, who's the Community Patrol Coordinator for the APY Eastern Communities.
Ka jindo nyangangala wangani munukulini panya yajaji program nyangavaloro yanani muno wangani Bob Smithala kupego muno Arshan Khan gulugulu valoro panya Community Patrol Coordinator nganago APY kagara community jodago.
Bob and Arshan, welcome to the Anugulands Paper Tracker Radio Show. It's great to have you both on our show today.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Oh, I'm Walguni, Bob, Munu Arshan, Ngana Lawanganjago, Banya Community Patrol Program, Odinjago.
Would you like to paint a picture for us of the Community Patrols Program? What's the focus and what's the main aim of the program?
The main objectives of the Community Patrols Program is to divert Anangu people away from contact with the criminal justice system, increase safety in the community, like community safety, especially for women and children, and assist in the school, make sure that, or try help kids to go to sleep early so then they can go to school the next day.
Oh, panya main or number one ara nganana palyanja ko murengani panya angajon ko jago anango nya criminal justice system anga jarbanja ko ya mono nganana wana ni panya community safety balongaranja ko mono adon man ko jago kunga mono jiji joda gulgulu mono jiji joda panya jarbanja ko angoreng ko jago ali palo jana panya paka school anga jarbanja ko.
Just in relation to the keeping Anangu away out of the criminal justice system, so hope we try to intervene or assist when an incident's happening, and hopefully, you know, like talk to people, because all of our patrollers are from community, and hopefully they're from the family that the problem's in, that they'll talk to those people because they're family, and then hopefully we don't have to call the police. Calling the police is the last resort, because we want to keep people away from the criminal justice system, jail and court and the police.
Oa ka nganana angajon ko jago mukoringa ni anango jorda banya nya criminal justice system anga jarban jago wea banya angajon ko jago jingro pika pakarni munu nganana wangani jungo family nga jingro jana family janampanga pikarenga ni violence palonya munu nyara balong rong anana anga jona ni munu kalparing gun jago mukoreng ani wangka ni balla jana lagoro banya munu la police banya yaldin juwia kala mukoreng ni jana wandin jago nyara balonya munu jarban jago wia banya justice system balola munu wira jina jago.
I mean, of course, if it's domestic violence, then, you know, we certainly have to look after the, you know, the victim, and in a lot of cases that's the women. So, you know, their safety is number one. So if there's no alternative, then we need to involve the police.
Muno banya domestic violence wano banya ngana number one aduj mananyi kunga palunya muno palanguro jingoro nya winder yananyi violence palunya kala jumuring wanganyel the placement guru.
Now, in our last interview with you, the program was just beginning and being rolled out to communities. Which communities are now involved in the patrols program?
Yeah, we now have seven that we patrol. So we have Iwanta, Mimli, Frigon, Pugaja, Amara and Pipuljara, but the Pipuljara patrols also do Kolka community.
Ganganana patrol ganyini seven community yuranga in Dalganala, Mimilila, Fregon, Pukaja, Kalka, Pipuljara, Munamadala.
It would be good to know how the patrols program is structured and how the work across communities is coordinated. So if you could say a bit about the program structure or the governance arrangements for the program.
We have Bob here in Umwa, that he's the manager. So he tries to give as many anangas a chance as he can. And I just recently started as a coordinator, but we used to have Tommy doing the coordinator position before and help Bob start the whole program off. And then in each community, we have team leaders. And the team leaders lead the community team and make sure that contact me, the coordinator, and or contact Bob and let us know what's happening in each community. And Simi for Amara and Pipuljara, she's the coordinator for those communities, so she handles all the things going on the western side.
Oh, I'm going to ni Bob and Yawagari ni Omoala, Paloro manager, Mono Valoro Unkubai, Banyana, Yuda, Chumurin Kunjago, Wagari Kunjago, Mono Ngailo, Kuari Jadaringo, Kaur and Naira Rawlanga, Ka Tommy Lungan Manjo, Yenangi Yarabala, Mono Nganana team leader, Juda Kulugulu Ganyini, community Gujugujunga, Banya Palojana, leader Ngarani, Banya team, Moangarago, community Nga, Mono Adon Manani Jananya, Mono team leader and go ring a melani coordinator guru mono manager guru tinguru jagojun go jagonyaring in community nga mono people jarala similo coordinator ngarani banya wilurara side go.
Every community, like all the team leaders and patrollers, are all like anang, and in each community, like, it's the only sort of program where the anangas in the community run the program from the community.
So what we've tried to do is, you know, a lot of programs have supervisors, and quite often those supervisors are non-anango or pirampa in community. We don't operate that way. Even though we overview the program, I'm very much about empowering each of the individual communities to adapt their patrol to what suits their community. So they can make decisions with community about when they work, how they work, if they're going to do some activities with the community or with children. So I leave that very much up to them.
Oh, banya community oan garango team leader banya kanyini muno patrol muno valorjana oan gara anango awa garangani muno anango random learning program balonya banya jana leader jodangani community nga muno adun manani janamba community muno palongoro jana nganana yungani jananya nya Power balonya, banya balojana waljango gulinjago yalda balojana wakaringani muno community ganyaringani muno channel the program nyara balonya jungurni banya community activity ngala.
When we first started, we did a lot of just patrolling at night time, so doing 5 hours a night in each community as a minimum.
Muno jadangurong anana banya 5 hours waka balaning munganga.
And now we're still patrolling, but we're also doing what we call complementary activities.
Mono guaril da nganana patrol balonya balani do paloro kujubajudal da complementary nganana junani banya jungurni program baloro banya community ngawagarinjago.
For example, at Fregon, we have a bit of an issue with some young fellas that are about 10 to 12 years of age. So we're working with the school. young fellows out with Uningal mentors and working with those young fellows.
Oa banya kuari nya example ana yungani program anga frigonda nya ara gujuba odering over nya chichi young vala 10 to 12 banya jana baich munla wa gare ni balla jana la chungo school anga mono banya CAMS child mental health services mono women's council anga chungo gulu mono gare ni yang bolo bolo jana nya manong mentor jara puti guru nindin jago mono anga gare jago
and we've done that in other communities as well and we're going to be doing a lot more especially at Pukaja and Pipalajara
mono la community gojoba jodanga nyara balo nya gulugulu wanani banya pugajala mono pebajara la gulugulu ara nyara balo nya gulugulu ngarani
baba na shine it sounds as though your approach is much more integrated and linked into each community and what their key issues are not simply narrow patrolling but looking at how to improve people's well-being and safety across the community
that's correct so I mean we've change the focus because just driving around doesn't really achieve anything. We need to be we're identifying what the problem is, and then we're starting to work. Well, we're working with other agencies to assist them with tackling the issue.
Oa mula babala jangana na kampa kujubano nganamba focus banya. Munula Rajuranyangani Nyaringani community nga amuno problem joda ya jingarani munula jungurangani banya agency kujuburangalda wurunjago nyangaja munu palanjago.
Now to do this sort of work and to be a coordinator or a patroller must take particular skills and qualities. Could you say something about the qualities and the skills that you think are necessary to be a good coordinator and patroller?
Yeah, I reckon to be a good patroller and coordinator, you just got to like care about your community. So that's why we got all the community sort of running their patrol. You got to be patient as well. You got to be a role model. So you know you have to be a sort of person that kids can look up to.
Oh, banya kulinjago nya kawonar urungaranjago jingo nyundo nya nanga ara nyanga balonjana nya kulilko banya nyundo jingo concern ganyani community urungaranjago. Community life banya palangara karinjago mono nya mapalgo mer partnering kunjo wea valoro pronjungo wa karinjago chijudanga mono nya gulugulu banya role model janawanga bai banya nyundu waljango urura ana palangara ni kabalo jana chijudango nyanganyil da nyundu nya mono arkalgo nyundu ba ara.
And I guess to do the job of a coordinator or a patroller, most people would need training. Do you offer a training program or who provides your training and what sorts of courses are offered?
Yeah, we do a lot of training with community patrol. So we do everyone before they start work, they do induction training and learn about what are the rules and regulations of the program. And then we also do certificate 2. In community services, and we do first aid in mental health and ordinary first aid as well, and child first aid. So we do a lot of first aid training as well in case we need to respond to an emergency.
And we also do working with children, so the RAN training, notification training with education department, or there's another one that you can do with TAFE. So there's a lot of training, and also like Ashan and three other patrollers halfway through their certificate 4 in training and assessment.
Or training jordala balani banya community safety program anga banya ngana junani nya anango induction wano nindinjago banya nya rules nya ngani program anga mono regulations kulugulu mono certificate 2 kulugulu mankonjago banya community services anga mono first aid certificate gulugulu mono first aid banya mental health anga mono jijirang gulugulu adunan gojago mono kujubarala nya banya notification training balonya manani mono type ngoro nya balu mono school anga gulugulu banya jarbanjago mono kujubara gulugulu ashando mono patrol team angu certificate 4 manani banya training and assessment.
So our certificate 2 in community services, there's recognised prior learning, so it's on the job, but also there's workshops, and those workshops are around, you know, working with difficult people, but also looking at your own, looking after yourself. So as a patroller, it can be very stressful. So a lot of the training is also about looking after yourself as a patroller, and that's really, really important.
Certificate 2, banya community services ko balorjana nya banya nenderingani balumbago baloro nya nyangani gulgulu banya nyundo wakarengani mono jana wanga ba recognized prior learning banya RPL nya balonya junani mono workshops gulgulu larana malani banya staff ango nenderingon jago yaji wakareng jago banya nango wido jodanga mono nya gulgulu yaji balojana Wajango, Ardunmangogo, Janambo well being, Mono, Saif, Banyangarajago.
So, since the program began, how many Anangu have been trained?
Yeah, we've got 30 Anangus have completed Cert 2 in community services, and we have 79 that have finished the induction training, and we still have over 50 patrollers that are actively still working.
Oh, I'm going to 30 anong o mano janamba certificate 2 community services anga mono 79 anong o jodango induction program balonya palano mono kwari 50 workers kwari do wagarangani program anga.
And are the jobs in the program based on people volunteering or are they paid jobs?
Yeah, they're paid jobs. All the work that we do, and even sometimes when we have to work out of ordinary hours, management makes sure that we get paid for our work.
Oh, angana na paid work balani ka nyara balangoro angana na mane ora ni banyo work angana na balanja mono jingoro angana na after hours banya fang malanga work aringani ka management ang angana na yardo ni manani mono paemlani.
So do all the usual things apply for people working in the program? The usual work health and safety conditions, minimum wage, access to superannuation. Does that all apply for jobs in the program?
Yes. I mean, the jobs are casual because, I mean, that seems to suit a lot of people. So in each community we have a pool of patrollers. So we might have 3 patrollers on at night, but there's a pool. So... and they work out that out themselves about who's working, who's not working. So being casual, you get a loading, a 25% loading on your wage. But in relation to the super, they get the normal 9.5% superannuation and all work health and safety conditions. So that's part of the training as well. All the patrols are trained in OC health and safety and all of those sort of requirements.
Or casual employment, jana orani, mono ngana pool ganini, banya anangoyuda team brinbang, ngarani mono badani wagago, patrol doano, mono nyango, jana waljango gulini, ngana nyawagaring and yguari, jindo nyanga, munganga, kabaloyana, gulira, banya, jonanilda eni, jana 25% yorani, banya loading. Ngarani banya casual base nyarvaluru banya mono nyagulu 9.5% banya supanga palvalu gulu jarbani mono work health and safety condition balo ngarani mono balo jana nenderingani balombago mono widini banya arabalo nyagulu.
So what are you finding are the main issues that the patrollers are having to deal with in community?
The really big issue is young people out at night, unsupervised. That probably would be 80% of our work. Gambling's a huge issue because as a result, it's not so much about the gambling, it's about the kids. The children are unsupervised. So parents are gambling and the children are out running around community. And at times it's not safe for them.
Some communities have different problems than others. Like in some communities there's not much gambling, but there's more drinking, getting alcohol into the community, and then violence after once people are drunk. Yeah, and then some other communities, they don't have alcohol problem, and it's a gambling problem and just children unsupervised. So it depends on the community, but each community sort of has different issues that they're dealing with.
Or a problem number one, ngarani banya jiji joda para ngarani munganga nya ngunju mamango ardeman ngunju wiango banya munu kujoba ara kujoba banya gambling polo jana nyina rekar engani munu jiji joda para ngarani munganga ka saif ngarani wianya polo polo community kujoba jodanga problem kujoba kanyini banya kujoba gambling problem pulka kanyini Kagujoba, Jingro community Gujobango, Wama, Jarbani, Munuvalongro, Pigarang and Yelda Munuval and Spagarni, Banya, Kab community Gujoba, Nya, Wama, Wea Jarabalo, gambling Bulgangarani, Munuji Jordal de Barangarani, Kab community Gujugujungo, Banya, Ara Gujoba Ganyaniga, Narabalongan and Yangani.
Now, running the community patrols program must involve quite a lot of equipment and resources. Could you say something about how the program is funded and how you managed to keep it going?
Okay, well, initially the funding was part of the Indigenous Advancement Strategy from PM&C. Our current funding ceases on the 30th of June this year, but we believe that we will be continuing, which is good news.
Or funding banya nganana oranu jadanguru banya OIS dream ngoro banya Indigenous Advancement Strategy ngoro banya pagarno Prime Minister and Cabinet ngoro ka we are ngi funding baloro 30th of June baloro nganana guleni jingoro pevolda baloro jana funding yungogo.
I mean, obviously we get an amount of money and then we have to do a budget, so that's how we manage the program. So the budget obviously takes in wages, takes in motor cars, equipment. They're the main things, I guess, the complementary activities. We have some money for that. So we budget.
Ka banya money man gula nganana budget balani. Ka budgetanga nganana wages kulini. Munu nya gulugulo muruga jura rana melanjago. Munu equipment gulugulo. Munu banya activity kujubajura gulugulo. Derengani gala budgetanga junani.
So it sounds as though the program's really important and making a difference. How have communities responded to the program?
In anywhere you go, there's always some people that criticise something new, but a lot of the communities, most people in the communities in the got to know sort of what Night Patrol or Community Patrol do, and they respect Community Patrol for that, I suppose, and it's making a big difference, especially towards black children, and because the community patrollers are out every night and talking to the children, so it makes a big difference, like with the children, that they have someone always looking out for them.
Well, community patrol program yang ada jingo kujibirango kurawai wangangi banya waka nganampago paloro community jodango kulini panya nya wakang nya la palani patrol ko mono panya safe kanyini community balonya ka community member jodango aranya balonya pulka kulini mono yemukorengani panya nganana adun manani jiji joda community nga mono nyara balang ro nganana wangkani wangagarini jodanga mono nindini balonya nanya safe nyinanjago uranyinanjago kanyara balang ro community ngo banya respect kanyini program nyangako.
Well, Arshan and Bob, in drawing to a close, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Just on the way the communities respond to the program. Sometimes the main problem some people have with the community patrols is that some people think that we are like police, so they expect us to do things that police can do, but we can't. We just make sure that just try and bring down situations or try and make sure kids are in safe areas, but we don't put ourselves in the middle of violence or things like that. So I think that's sometimes people expect us to do stuff like that when it's not our job. So that's the only other thing I had to say.
Ara kujuna mukuringa nyunga jagu banya community ko alaji gulini kujubara banya jingu problem ordering any community ga kajana gulini ngana na place ngon pa Palawe anganana place ago wa kapalanjo wea mono anganana nya ko gare ni go jo mono wangani anango penya wura ni nan jago wandin jago pe karen go wea kanganana patrol ango ngoror bangaranjo wea penya balance pakani kanganana ngaranjo wea penya ella kanganana wangani balonjana nya wandin jago balonya kanganana place we anganana we did by wea.
Bob, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I've been involved since the start and had some experience previously, and I think, like, the program is running well. But, of course, you know, no program is perfect, and we need to keep on improving. And I think it's really important that we're moving Arnhem into management positions.
Wangailo jardaringo banya program nyanga jardangoro mono wagaringi mono ngail gulini program nyanga baluru. Ngaragaringi mono panya program one gara panya wirongaranja wea balo gulinjago panya yaljali gana na palanjago piyogo wirongaranjago palonjana nyaku garinjago palonga el gulini nyanga ja program nyanga balo wiro ngarani ngaragaringi mono safe kanyeni community.
Well, it's been really great hearing about the developments that have taken place with the Community Patrols program. It sounds as though it's really taking off and you're doing great work. So thank you both for chatting with the Arnhem Lands Paper Tracker today.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
Oh, anganana gulino panya wirojoda jana jagoljono anganana nya yajaji program nya balo wagaringani kala mugurengani nyakun jago waka nya balo rawangaragarin jago community jodanga ga wiro nya ngaja kala thank you wangani nyo bale wangani nganana la radio shanga. Oh, ala jigal danga number time alda goari we are ngo nyundo jingo mugurengani ko lenjago interview piogo Bob Smith and Jara, Mono Ashan Khan, Bulabanya APY Community Patrols Program, Ngoro. Yundan Gulangorila website anga, papertracker.com.au. Wa balya wanajoda.
You've been listening to the Paper Tracker Radio Show, a project of uniting communities. The show is produced at Radio Adelaide and heard out across Arnhem Lands. For more information on the Paper Tracker project, this show, and most importantly, what's happening in Arnhem communities, visit our website at www.papertracker.com.au. We work hard to make sure the information you hear on this program is up to date and accurate. If you want to send us an update or discuss any of the issues we've talked about today, our email address is info@papertracker.com.au. Or you can call us in Adelaide on 8202 5867.